Jeff Erickson here with you. We're going to bring you our national anthem and the pregame starting lineups right here on 104.7 WKJC.
Ladies and gentlemen, at this point, if you would please rise, remove your hats, and join in honoring America by singing our national anthem. Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hail at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled
we will try to stick with our public address announcer and bring you our starting lineups here for tonight. 8 minutes heads up on the clock should get the Tawas area Braves starting lineups here first, then we'll get you the Ogama Heights Falcons. It is too bad to see the Falcons without Hudson Hodgins tonight, who is part of the tunnel that they formed for the starters out there on one leg. Without the cart.
That's right. He was out there shooting in the three-point contest earlier. I don't know if that's under doctor supervision or not, but he was still firing it up. He caught iron, so that's okay. Better than Izzo's son on earlier in the week. So
catch Spartans basketball all season long on our sister station, Hits FM, 103.3 and 94.9.
Oh, that was a shameless plug, my friend. Shameless plug. I love it.
Number zero. Number three, Jake Lark. Number four, Ethan Hedgeman. And number 11, JT Bond. The head coach of the Braves.
JT Bond getting the start tonight for the Tawas area Braves, filling in for the injured Vinny Frank, who got hurt Wednesday night. Hurt his wrist. To look at our starting lineups, let's go through those one more time for you. Starting for the Tawas area Braves, number zero, Grant Barringer, two, Alex Kames, number three, Jake Look, number four, Ethan Hedgeland, and number 11, JT Bond. For the Ogama Heights Falcons, number one, Ryland McDaniels, number two, Cooper Klan, number three, Oliver Gruber, number 10, Sawyer Deck, and number 23, Quinn Kudabash. Brad Allen and Jeff Erickson here with you. As we get set for high school basketball, it'll be Sawyer Deck against Ethan Hedgeland to get this one underway. Tawas will go right to left. Ogama Heights will go left to right. Ball is up in the air. Tip win by the Ogama Heights Falcons. Cooper Klan will bring it up. Go right side to Gruber. Gruber up top. Quinn Kudamash will swing it around. The Braves come out in a 2-3 zone. Aggressive. Left side, Klan. Go ahead.
Aggressive up top on the zone early.
have not really attempted to get the ball inside. The Falcons swinging it around the outside. Inside, Quinn Kudamash now. He pump fakes, works on Hedlund, spin move, fadeaway jumper. Great shot by Quinn Kudamash, opening up some room for himself.
Nice passing, nice patience. Look for the open shot, got it inside.
Jake Look will bring it up, go right side, Alex Kames. Kames will drive inside, kick out to JT Bond. JT Bond will drive, give to the free throw line extended, and now back outside to Alex Kames. Kames gets a double screen by Hedlund and Behringer. Right corner, look for three, no good. Rebound fought for and won by Gruber. He'll grab and go. Gruber, cross-court pass, McDaniels, up top, Kudamash. He'll drive to the baseline and kick it outside to Gruber on the right wing, guarded by JT Bond in the zone. And 2-0 Falcons early on. They'll slow it up. Up top to Quinn Kudamash. Kudamash to the left side, Cooper Klan, open three. That's too long. Rebound fought for and won by Granite Behringer. And Jake Look now will run it up. Inside to Hedlund. Hedlund out to Kames. Jake Look drives inside. Right hand floater is good.
Really nice look inside by Kames.
Nice to see an inside bucket by the Braves to start the game. They need that early on. 2-2 is our score. Right side, Ryland McDaniels. And swung back up top to Gruber, and the Falcons will reset their space. And Cooper Klan, right side, Quinn Kudamash at three. Knock it down. 5 points for Quinn Kudamash, and it's 5-2, Ogemaw Heights.
Once again, really nice ball movement right there. Tawas is going to have to jump out just a little bit. They started out working that high area, but they've kind of backed off a little bit. Quinn's had a couple open looks.
Up top, Kames probably could have shot that three. Right side, Jake Look. Up top, Behringer. He pump fakes a three. Looks for a screen from Hedlund. Man-to-man defense by the Falcons. Outside Hedlund. And Quinn Kudamash takes away a pass. Inside Kudamash. Hedlund goes up. Got it with the foul! What a play by Quinn Kudamash. He's got himself seven already.
Great body control. He took it right at the big fella. He's given up about 4 or 5 inches on him. He just used that big old upper body that he's got. He's a big fella, and he shielded him off with the left, went up with a nice teardrop with the right. Great shot.
Great body control. Kudamash knocks home the free throw. It's Quinn Kudamash 8, Tawas 2. Quinn Kudamash fired up, asked for the crowd for a little bit of noise. 2.5 minutes in, Ethan Hedlund a three. That's short. Rebound won by Cooper Sawyer Deck.
Nobody under the bucket. One and done, just like we talked about.
Kudamash drives. Kick outside to McDaniels. Hop step. Kick out Klan. He'll shoot a three off left. Rebound won by Gruber, though. The Falcons up top to McDaniels. He'll drive inside. Go up on Hedlund and score. Ryland McDaniels makes it 10-2. Ogemaw Heights.
Absolutely no fear early. Other end, here we go.
Jake Look right up and in. He's got four. And the pace is wild early on. Kudamash drives inside. Quinn Kudamash, short jumper floater, no good. Rebound, it comes down to Hedlund. Quickly up court, Kames, stop and pop three. Air ball. And that will go out of bounds and slow down our pace just a little bit. This game on 104.7 WKJC is brought to you in part by Neiman's Family Market of Tawas City, Bay Party Store of East Tawas, Auto Tech of East Tawas, Sobax Home Medical of Tawas City, and Quality Garage Doors of West Branch.
Frenic pace here early. I love this type of basketball. Slowing it down now. Both teams packing it. I'll check that. Tawas in back into their zone. I thought they were coming out man out of the break, but they've backed off now into that 2-3 zone.
JT Bond knocks a pass out of bounds, and now Ogemaw Heights will inbound from underneath their basket. 4:25 to play in our first quarter. It's 10-4, Ogemaw Heights. Inside McDaniels, pump fake, goes up top over Hedlund. Hedlund affected the shot. Rebound comes down to Granite Behringer.
Nice job by Hedlund right there, holding his position inside, getting those hands up.
Up top to Jake Look after a ball was ricocheted around a couple of times. Alex Kames being guarded deep by Kudamash. Up top, Behringer for three off front rim, fought for and knocked out of bounds by Alex Kames. By the way, want to say what's up to Noah Stoll, who's Coach Stoll's grandson, listening today in Grand Rapids. Listening on either the TuneIn Radio app or WKJC.com. Appreciate that. Up top to Gruber for the Falcons. Quinn Kudamash on that left side. Now Sawyer Dak swings it around to Cooper Klan. Cooper Klan, Kudamash in the right corner. He'll shoot the three. That's too long. Follows his shot and able to punch the ball. McDaniels. McDaniels goes up. Good defense by Hedgeland. And ball is rebounded by Bond. And now Jake Look on the run. He's got no number, so he'll slow it up.
Hedgeland, that last two times down, has really affected the shot inside.
Granite Behringer inside to Hedgeland. Hedgeland spinning the lane. He'll go up over the top of the defense and score.
Taos needs more of that.
You and I talked about how much we like Ethan Hedgeland when they get him the basketball right, and he is playing great early on. Gruber for three.
Nice answer right there by number three. Beautiful shot. Set his feet, drilled it.
13-6. I can't even keep up with the pace. Inside Behringer. Spin move on McDaniels. Goes up, and he's undercut. No foul call. Rebound to Klan. Klan to Dak. Dak inside. Goes up. Pinned by Hedgeland. Rebound to Jake Look.
Hedgeland says no chance, big fella.
Out to Behringer. Kames up top. He will shoot the three off right. And Kames is having some problems early. An air ball, and that one barely caught the side of the iron. Oh, man, what a play by Ethan Hedgeland.
Three times down, affected the shot that last time. He pinned it right to the backboard without fouling. That's the key thing, without fouling. What a great defensive effort.
Left side, Jake Look, fadeaway three. Knock it down! Jake Look with an early 7 points, 13-9, Ogama Heights.
Got those shoulders square.
Quinn Kudamash left side. Up top to Cooper Klan. Now we'll swing it around into the corner now to Dunn. Left corner, Quinn Kudamash open, and he barely caught front iron. Rebound to Hedgeland. Jake Look will bring it up. Gets a screen by Hedgeland. Right side, Kames. Now up top to Hedgeland again. Inside Behringer. I like them getting it inside. Now back out Hedgeland. Three off the right iron.
Get him down low.
And Cooper Klan just throws it too far out in front of Ryland McDaniels. That's a turnover. Go to the Braves. 1:45 to play in the first, 13-9. Ogama Heights, timeout. Taos, take one with them on WKJC, your power station for sports. High school basketball, 104.7 WKJC, brought to you in part by Morse Clark Furniture of West Branch, Alpena Community College in Alpena and Oscoda, and Eden Fields Assisted Living and Memory Care of Standish. Taos gets the ball inside to Hedgeland. Hedgeland is fouled by Lucas Kudamash, and I believe it's a shooting foul, and he'll go to the line to shoot two.
Yeah, you know that we just talked about that when we were on break here. They got Hedgeland inside, back where he belongs, fired up a couple of threes. When they got it down to him early, he scored fairly easily. So look to see if they don't try and pound it back in there again.
Hedgeland's first free throw is no good. This game brought to you in part by Lake Effects Harrison Line of Tawas City, Rose City Chiropractic, and Rose City Ace Hardware. Hedgeland takes a couple of dribbles. Shot up, makes the second one. Hedgeland 3 points early on. Cuts the lead to three, 13-10, Ogama Heights. They got a blitz early on. 8 straight points from Quinn Kudamash early, which helped stake Ogama to a big lead early on. Taos has since cut into it. Inside to Mason Dunn. Mason Dunn throws it away, looking for McDaniels. Hedgeland again is right there. Jake Look will jog it up to Hedgeland. Hedgeland inside, tried to kick it to JT Bond. It's picked off by McDaniels. To Quinn Kudamash. Brings up that right side, gets into the lane, and has it knocked away, but Lucas Kudamash able to go over and get it. Under a minute to play in our first quarter. Up top to Cooper Klan, gets a screen on the top of the zone. Lucas Kudamash left side up top, Klan. McDaniels drives inside, out to Kudamash. Kudamash in the lane, blocked by Hedgeland. Ethan Hedgeland playing great defensively since that early and one. Jake Look gets a screen. Out to Behringer. Behringer to Kames. Kames for three. Too long. Rebound Behringer inside. He goes up and scores. And it's 13-12. And Ogama should hold for the last shot here. 20 seconds remaining in the quarter.
Looks like Taos is going to be content to let him play around out front. Kudamash kind of setting the pace here. Looks like they'll look for one.
7 seconds left. They get started. Mason Dunn will set a screen. Kudamash tries to drive baseline. Spin move lane. Blocked by Hedgeland again. Rebound Lucas Kudamash. He'll throw it up and no. Can't get it. Hedgeland, 3 blocks, 3 points. But it's Ogama Heights 13 and Tawas 12 after 1 on WKJC, your power station for sports. High school basketball, 104.7 WKJC, brought to you in part by Debbie's Tax Service of Rose City, Benjamin Realty of Rose City, Colvin's Heating and Cooling of Northeast Michigan, and the Erickson Family Insurance Agency of West Branch.
Hey, I've heard of that guy.
He's all right.
Depends on who you ask.
Dallas starts with the basketball inside and an early bucket here for Hayes. Sherman Hayes, who gets into the game, gets a nice pass from Look, and Tawas with the lead, 14-13.
Yeah, it was definitely called. Kames did a nice job coming out of the break, set play, found him wide open underneath.
Left side, Cooper Klein, pump fake a three, inside to Sawyer Dak. Sawyer Dak fade away over the top of Hedgeland, who affects another shot.
And that's his fourth rebound already in this game, go along with the 3 blocks.
Alex Kames has it on the right side. Braves lead by one. Granite Behringer has it now up top. They set up a play trying to get Luke open for three. Does knock it down. His second three.
Nice ball rotation all the way across. That's what you got to do. If you're going to shoot the three, you need to get an open look, and that's what they did there.
17-13 now, Tawas area. Up top to Quinn Kudamash. Falcons have gone a while without a bucket. Across to Kudamash. Couldn't quite set his feet to shoot a three. Floater in the lane, barely caught front iron, rebound Behringer.
Forced that one just a little bit. He was really hot. It's cooled off just a little bit here in the second part of that first half.
Behringer gets a pass from Kames. Inside, up and under! And he will go to the line to shoot two. Almost able to finish that one.
Well, and again, the size difference right there down low is pretty evident. You know, when I looked at this game just on the floor before the game, it looked like Ogama maybe had the size advantage, but Tawas has got those two bigs, and they're just so athletic, they really can play bigger than what they actually are.
Behringer knocks home the first free throw. .632 to play in our second quarter. 18-13 now Tawas. And Behringer knocks home the second one as well. And just in the second quarter alone, that's now a 7-0 run to start the quarter.
Ogama needs to find some offense, and they need to find it in a hurry.
Oliver Gruber, mid-range jumper, and that's where you find it right there. Good pass by Quinn Kudamash. And Gruber makes a 19-15, little mid-range jumper from the free throw line. Jake Look drives inside, has the ball knocked away by Cooper Klein. Our leading scorer in the first quarter was Quinn Kudamash, who had 8 points in, I think, about 8 seconds in that first quarter.
He definitely came out on fire. They're going to need that. We're going to need more of that. They've got to find somebody. They're used to Hodgins having 15 by himself by now, so...
Alex Kames has it left side. They're going to change up the play. Jake Look has the basketball up top. Stuck with it now. Goes right side to Granite Behringer. Way out on the logo. And now pass Behringer. Open three. Little short. Just didn't quite get the legs into that one. Rebound comes down to Gruber. Left side, Quinn Kudamash. Drives for the defense. Gets set up. Up and under. Got it with the foul.
Really nice take. Really nice take in the corner. Saw that opening. He turned himself, made himself skinny, and then squared up the shoulders. Beautiful up and under. And he'll get the and one.
And a fantastic job underneath of him being able, in the air, to change where his hands were to go underneath the defense and get the foul on Sherman Hayes. Couple of dribbles. Kudamash free throw is up. That's long. Rebound Behringer. So it stays 19-17 Tawas. Kudamash the first into double digits with 10 points. I'm sorry, Jake Look beat him there. Jake Look is 10. Left side, Granite Behringer. Up top, Alex Kames. Pump fake the three. Right side, look, look for three. Knock it down! Jake Luck with three early threes. He's got 13. He's got the Braves up five. Gruber has the basketball up top for the Falcons. Drives inside on Hedglund, blocked. Rebound, Hedglund! His fourth block of the night. Alex Kames to Jake Luck for three again. Knock it down! His third three of the quarter already, and it's 25-17.
Ogama might need a timeout. Just kind of slow things down a little bit. They've got to find some offense from someplace right now to change the tide.
Left side to Quinn Kudamash. Kudamash inside Gruber. Gruber around Hedglund, blocked out of bounds again by Ethan Hedglund. Five blocks already for Ethan Hedglund to go with, what, four or five rebounds?
Five rebounds, five blocks. He's having a...
And 3 points already.
He's going to have a triple-double in oddity here.
Man.
Tough way to get it.
Tavis leads by eight, 25-17. Right side, McDaniels. Up top to Lucas Kudamash. Now Gruber, open three. Too long.
Follow your shot, young
rebound
man.
Rebound comes down to Lucas Kudamash. Now Quinn Kudamash in the lane. Floater over the top. Rebound, Dak. Dak goes up right hand, and he scores.
Really nice work by Dak. Found the angle. Realized where the ball was going to come off and found a way there. Way to smell out the ball.
Up top to Alex Kames. Right look for the three. That one's short. Rebound, though, to Behringer. Goes up, and he is fouled. He'll go to the line to shoot two. Sawyer Dak will get the foul call. 3:56 to play, second quarter, 25-19. Tavis over the top of Ogama Heights. This game brought to you in part by D&M Supply of Homer, Seymour's Home Decor Center of Tavis City, and your local McDonald's in Rose City. Tavis City, Mayo, Wascota, and Roscommon.
Right now, Tawas is getting those second-chance points that we talked about going into the game. They were doing a really nice job of finding the ball and going and getting it. And, you know, they're getting the 50-50 balls right now as well.
Behringer knocks home the first free throw, gives him 5 points on the night. He has three free throws in this quarter alone. Makes it 26-19, chance to get it to 27.
Mason Dunn checked back in for Ogama, trying to give him a little size and a little help downstairs as he knocks down the free throw. 27-19 Braves.
They need it right now. He checks in for Ryland McDaniels. Up top, Oliver Gruber. Right side, Cooper Klant. He's open for three. Short. Rebound, Lucas Kudamash goes up and can't finish. Sherman Hayes snags the rebound. That was the I'm afraid of Ethan Hedglund shot. He didn't shoot that very confidently.
No, he was off to the side trying to make himself little instead of big. That's never going to work.
Behringer step back mid-range jumper is good. He's got six in the quarter, and the Braves have opened up a 10-point lead, 29-19.
Behringer just too quick. He's got a bad matchup down low. Dunn's big, but he's not quite as agile.
Pass goes almost away, but Lucas Kudamash able to go over and recover. Falcons just have not found anybody who can consistently score. Quinn Kudamash early, but they're struggling of late. Sawyer Dak in over the top of Hedglund. Good job. One of the few guys who can actually look Hedglund eye to eye finishes over the top of him.
Yeah, you know, and he did a really nice job in that situation, too. He was not afraid like a lot of those guys going inside. He squared him up nice.
Timeout. Tawas take one with him. It's Braves by eight on WKJC, your power station for sports. High school basketball, 104.7 WKJC, brought to you in part by Tim and Nick Shermer of Shermer Construction in East Tawas, Dean Arbor Ford of West Branch, and Willard's Equipment in West Branch. Tawas with an 8-point lead, 29-21 over the top of the Ogama Heights Falcons, and they have the basketball, 2.5 to play in our first half. Alex Kames dribbles the basketball across the timeline as the Braves set up on offense. Up top now to Jake Luck. They're trying to swing it around. Now they get it to Hedglund, left side, to Jake Luck up top. And pass, tried to get it inside. It's deflected and taken away. Mason Dunn got a hand on it, tipped it to Oliver Gruber.
Nice hands by Dunn.
Now Gruber with the basketball up top. 2 minutes to play in our first half. And again, the Falcons will swing it around that 2-3 zone. Right side, Gruber. Cross to Kudamash. Wanted the three, but Kame's able to get out there. Right side, Gruber. They've not gotten anything interior yet. Klan for three. That's too long. Rebound tipped by Behringer to Sherman Hayes. And now Jake Look will walk it across. 1.5 to play in our second quarter. The Falcons really extending their defense out now, trying to limit those threes. In the corner, Hedglund is open, though, and too long. Rebound, Behringer. Behringer went over the back, and it'll stay where there's now able to go to the Ogama Heights Falcons.
You know, you look, they've gone to the 2-3 zone, but they're trying to extend it. The problem you have when you extend that zone out is it's going to open up that middle, and they're already having issues with that. They packed it in a little bit with the 2-3 to try to counteract some of the inside scoring. But now if you've got to extend it with a three-point, you're kind of giving up something to get something else.
Coach Kames is having a chat, we'll call it, with the official. Not liking that foul call on Granite Behringer. Sawyer Dak checked back in for Mason Dunn. McDaniels has the basketball in the corner for the Falcons. Up top now to Dak, left side Gruber. Gruber inside McDaniels, good pass. And again, Ethan Hedglund forces a turnover. McDaniels pump fake. Hedglund didn't get up in the air, and he traveled.
Yeah, again, just not even when he's not blocking shots, which he's got five of them, he's affecting the play.
Final minute of our second quarter. Behringer inside. Little hook, no good. Rebound, Behringer. Behringer, right side, Kames for three. Knock it down. And Alex Kames gets his first points of the night. He's got three. It's Taos by 11, 32-21. Final minute of our first half. Right side, Quinn Kudamash, pump fake three. Left side, Klan. Up top to Grover. Taos doing a good job with the rotations. And honestly, Ogama's got to drive the basketball, make the zone move a little. They're just swinging it around until they get a three. And Kudamash will take it. Too long, and it's going to go out of bounds. And just stagnant, let's face it, not very good offense right now for the Falcons.
No, right now they aren't, and they just don't have that go-to guy right now. They don't have anybody that they have a ton of confidence with that just can look up and pull from anywhere, you know, and that's really going to be, they're going to have to find that at halftime.
Jake Look gets the ball to Alex Kames. 10 seconds remaining in our half. Step back, Sherman Hayes will drive, and the student section just forced a jump shot from Sherman Hayes. Up court, Quinn Kudamash, and he's blocked by Behringer at the half. Sherman Hayes got caught by the student section with the early shot. But at halftime, it is Taos 32, Ogama Heights 21, and WKJC, your power station for sports.
Broadcasting from the shores of Taos Bay, you're listening to the Big One, 50,000 watts. WKJC-FM, Taos City, East Taos, a Carroll Broadcasting Station.
The Ogama Falcons start with the basketball. And they'll swing it around, and much better movement already here in the second half by the Falcons on offense. Dump inside McDaniels, out to Klan, swing to Gruber. Gruber up top to Klan, left side Kudamash, and inside McDaniels. McDaniels, pump fake, now kick out to Gruber. Trying to get the ball inside a little bit more. And I think they got a matchup they like with Sawyer Dak against Alex Kames. They've got to find that matchup. Inside to Gruber. Gruber out to McDaniels. He'll pump fake a three. Hop inside, go up over Hedglund, and just can't finish.
Once again, Hedglund looked like he affected that shot, but much more aggressive going to the hole. Much, much better set right there. They didn't get any points out of it, but they got a good look.
If they keep doing that, they might find their way back in this one. Kames for three. That's off right iron. And he has been visibly frustrated with some of his shots tonight.
Yeah, he really is. I don't like his. I don't just like his posture right now. He's got to get himself squared away. But hey, we both know it only takes one, right?
Yeah, the minute he can get, if he gets going, he can definitely really affect this game even more than some of his teammates already have. 32 to 21,
Ogemaw Heights over the top of Tower, excuse me, Tawas area over the top of Ogemaw Heights. They continue to swing it around the zone. Klan tries to penetrate it, can't find it. Now left side to Gruber. Gruber up top, swinging around to Kudamash. And now we're not seeing them get that ball inside. Gruber just going to launch a three, no good. And rebound down to Behringer.
That one was halfway down, but it's not the look that you really want. They've got to whip that ball around.
Left corner, Alex Kames for three. Short rebound to Jake Look. Jake Look, a mid-range jumper blocked by Kudamash. And here come the Falcons. Kudamash into the lane right at Hedgeland. And he was going to go right at Hedgeland. Instead, he tried to bounce past it and knocked away by the Braves. And that's one, again.
Again,
you don't want to go up on that guy.
No, kids, we keep saying it, but you have to. You know, you got to draw. I mean, you got to make the referee make that call if he's going to.
Left side, Gruber. Gruber tries to penetrate. Hand off to McDaniels. Up top to Klan. Again, it is the Braves by 11. Up top, Klan in an open three. No good, but rebound comes down to Kudamash, who quickly puts up a floater and scores. Second chance point. Kicks off the score, and Quinn Kudamash now with 12. Now they're going to run into a 2-1-2 press here. 1-2-2, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
And ball poked away by Kudamash to Deck. And we have a ball rolling onto the court, stopping the fast break.
Nice job right there, though, of coming out of that set, getting it, set themselves up into that 1-2-2 full court press and got a turnover. Needed to do something to change the momentum. That hopefully might have done it if you're a Falcon fan.
Got to make Tawas uncomfortable. Makes it 32-23, so they've cut it under double digits now. The Falcons with the basketball. Quinn Kudamash, right side, Gruber. Gruber looking up top to Klan, back to Kudamash on that left wing. They swing the defense around inside Dak. Dak goes right up over the top of Hedgeland and can't finish, but offensive rebound comes down to Gruber. He is fouled. Going to guess that's Behringer who's going to get that, or
it's going to be Behringer.
Braves, number two, Alex Kames.
Oh, Kames came down and got the foul.
I must have caught him from behind there. Behringer went up for the block.
So it'll stay with the Falcons. Right side to Cooper Klan. They tried to set up a ball to Kudamash. Ball is knocked around and ends up being taken away by the Braves. A ball that got deflected off of a few players ends up in the hands of Ethan Hedgeland. Jake Look will drag it across to Alex Kames up top to Behringer. 32-23, thrown away by Behringer, picked off by Gruber. Gruber, right side, Quinn Kudamash into the lane, and he will go up, and he's going to pick up a charge. That's a close one. Could go either way.
That's a tough call. But, hey, he made him make the call. At least they made him make the call. Wasn't the way that he wanted it to go. But at least he didn't pull up. He took it right at him, took it right into his chest. Not so sure I would have went that way, but I like the call. I like the play.
Yeah, I can't say I 100% disagree. That's a close one. It's one of the hardest things to call is the block charge in high school basketball or any basketball. Tawas breaks the press. And Kames now has it tipped by Kudamash, stolen by Klan. Right side, Kudamash. Oh. Stop and pop three. Too long.
Just got to get his feet underneath him. He had a really nice look.
That was in 2023, that's how basketball is played. Stop
Absolutely.
And pop threes. Behringer drives right at Gruber and scores.
Nice take. He recognized he had the size advantage right there. Took it right to the rack. Great shot.
Braves back up by 11, 34-23. And a bad bounce pass by Klan. And now Lucas Kudamash will check in for Oliver Gruber. And number 20, that is Mike Stahl, will check in for the first time. Looks like he went and got Sawyer Dak.
Yeah, and they're really trying anything down low here to just kind of try to the size advantage. Stahl's probably the biggest and maybe the most athletic kid on the Ogemaw Heights basketball team. Very athletic young man. Not necessarily a basketball player, but a really athletic guy. Let's see if he can give him some good minutes.
Kames tries to pass it inside, throw it into three people. It's picked off. Quinn Kudamash on the run for the Falcons. Swing up top to McDaniels. Left corner, Gabe Kudamash. He'll drive over the top of Hedgeland. Too short. Gets his own rebound. Goes up, and it's ripped away by Alex Kames. Realize I've said Lucas Kudamash all day. It's Gabe Kudamash is the other one. I apologize.
There's a few of them. That's okay.
There's a lot of them. That's for sure. Alex Kames thought about two different threes, but smartly gives the ball up, and they'll swing the basketball around. It's Braves by 11, 34-23, a screen coming by Hedgeland, and Kames works against it, and it's knocked out of bounds by Quinn Kudamash. 3:07 to play in our third quarter. This game brought to you in part by Four Star Wire and Cable Inc. of West Branch, West Branch Collision, Coles Appliance in Tawa City and Lincoln, and H&R Block of West Branch. Alex Kames drives left baseline.
Wow.
Pushes a guy off of him. No call. Behringer into the lane. Gets his own rebound, and he scores. Braves' biggest lead of the night of 13, 36-23. Quinn Kudamash pump fake a three. He wanted to find someone inside, couldn't find it. Left side, Cooper Klan. He'll go cross court to Kudamash. Up top to Gabe Kudamash. He'll drive inside over the top of Hedgeland, and a floater goes in.
Really nice shot. Excellent take. Right at the big fella. That's how you got to do it. You can't go sideways. You can't be little. You got to make yourself big and one of the smaller guys on the floor.
And they can set up their 2-3 or 1-2-2 press now. Hedgeland has it at the free throw line. Out top to Behringer, pump fake three. Hedgeland again, three-point line. This time knocks it down. And Ethan Hedgeland, second three of the night. And it's 39-25, Tawas by 14. Up top, Gabe Kudamash. To Cooper Klan, cross to Quinn Kudamash. Right corner, Gabe Kudamash drives. Left-hand shot, no good. Rebound poked around and won by Hedgeland.
Another rebound for Hedgeland, still being a menace down low.
Yeah, still don't want to drive on him, no doubt about that. Jake Look loses the basketball while he's driving. And now comes to Cooper Klan. Falcons still yet to find anybody besides Quinn Kudamash who can consistently put the ball in the bucket. Right side, Gabe Kudamash, maybe he can do it. Up top, Cooper Klan for three. No good. Rebound tipped by Kames to Granite Behringer.
Great job by Kames to keep that ball alive.
Jake Look pulls up for a three, too long. Rebound tipped around, and it will be won by Cooper Klan. Off to Quinn Kudamash. Quinn Kudamash right side. Now the stall wasn't ready for it, and it is going to be knocked down, and the Braves will steal it. 52 seconds remaining in the third. Right side, Alex Kames.
Oklahoma Heights back into the man-to-man.
Up top to Granite Behringer, pump fake three. Left side, Jake Look, open for three. Too short. Rebound, Hedgeland, who goes right up with it and came a little bit short. Rebound comes down to McDaniels. Gets the ball back up top. Left side, Quinn Kudamash. Give the ball inside to Stahl. No. Up top. Now right corner three, Klan. No good. Rebound, Behringer. They've got to feed that ball down low. Nice. Stahl had position.
Yeah, he certainly did, and he was wide open on the opposite block after they reversed it.
Alex Kames drives baseline. He is going to get fouled by Stahl, and he'll go to the line to shoot two. 15.5 to play in our third quarter.
Yeah, Stahl needs to slide down and block off the baseline. He let him get around him, and he had to foul him.
This game brought to you in part by Culligan Water of West Branch, Lakeview Manor of Dallas City, Ace Electric Plumbing and Heating of West Branch, the Fall Inn of Rose City, and West Branch Pharmacy. Kames knocks home the free throw. It's only his fourth point of the night. He's really struggled today. His team, on the other hand, is not. Is now, again, the Braves open up their largest lead of the game, now 15, 40 to 25. Second free throw. Rims out, but Hedgeland right there, and he finishes. 42-25, 10 seconds to play in the quarter. Quinn Kudamash right corner, now to Gabe Kudamash. 3 seconds. They've got to put it up. Kudamash, a deep two, no good. At the end of three, it's Tawas 42, Oklahoma Heights 25 on WKJC, your power station for sports. Tawas outscored Oklahoma Heights 10-4 in that third quarter. Opening up now a 17-point lead as we go into our final frame, 42-25. We asked at halftime for the for the Falcons to find something on offense, and actually it ended up getting worse.
Yeah, you know, it really did, and you got to credit Tawas for making some adjustments after the adjustments that Ogemaw made at halftime. You know, Ogemaw Heights came out in that first little bit of that opener and really moved the ball well and looked like they had done some good things at half, and then unfortunately it fell right back into the same old ways. You know, we mentioned Sawyer Dak. You know, I don't know if maybe he isn't feeling real well. I haven't seen him back out on the floor, and he really seemed like he was the guy that maybe could make a difference inside. But, you know, as I look across the way, you know, he's kind of sitting there. Maybe he's a little under the weather, or, you know, maybe coach is just looking to go in a different direction right now. But they got to find something, and I don't know where it's going to come from.
Yeah, I'm 100% with you, because Tawas went a lot more balanced in that that quarter. I mean, Ethan Hedgeland had 5 points. Granite Barringer had 4 as he continues a nice day. And Hedgeland, I mean, even though he's not the leading scorer, he's 3rd on the team in scoring today. He's probably been the best player on the floor in general. Braves start with the basketball, leading by 17 as we start our final quarter. And Quinn Clino for 3. That's short. Rebound, though, long rebound to Granite Barringer.
And that's what they seem to be getting right now. They're getting every 50. That was a 50-50 ball that Tawas won by a long shot. So Kudamash there giving a little bit of effort. We like to see that. Here comes a 3-ball. No good. Rebound by Dunn. Here comes Ogemaw Heights.
Quinn Kudamash will bring it across the timeline. Goes right into the teeth of the defense. Left hand, and he can't finish. He'll go to the line to shoot 2 as Jake Look will pick up the block foul.
You know, a little bit out of control right there, but I'll take it. You know, it's one of those issues that he's going to the hole, you know, and right now, I mean, you're down 17. You got to get the ball up the floor. If they don't get any better movement than they've had at the beginning of this first, you know, this second quarter here, you know, second quarter on, they're going to be in trouble. So they need points. They need them in a hurry.
First free throw by Kudamash is good. Gives him 13 points on the night. This game brought to you in part by Bob Bush Manufacturing in Tawas City and Au Gray, Fernelius Chevrolet of Rose City, and Metalodge of Tawas City. Second free throw good as well. Back into that 1-2-2 press, trying to force a turnover. Jake looked to Barringer. Barringer to Kames. They break the press. Nice job by the Braves. 42-27, Tawas over the top of Ogemaw Heights. Hedgeland sets a screen. Alex Kames, left wing rhythm 3, no good. Rebound Barringer, though. They continue to get second chance points. Out to Look for 3. That one no good. Rebound comes down to Gruber, and now the Falcons are off and running. Gruber into the lane. Clino fought for it, and they're going to go jump ball. It will stay with the Ogemaw Heights Falcons. Quick call.
Yeah, it was, and I think it was kind of caught him maybe in a little bit of in no man's land, so it might not have been a bad thing for the Falcons. They're going to keep possession.
Right side, Gabe Kudamash inside to Dunn. Mason Dunn over the top of Hedgeland, short rebound, Granite Barringer.
Just didn't get his legs under him. He did a nice job of squaring up, though, when he had good position on the lower block. Here comes Tawas.
James pump fakes a 3. Inside to Barringer. Barringer working on Dunn. Spin up top. Hedgeland for 3. Over the top of Kudamash. No good. Rebound out of bounds by Clino. And it will go to the Ogemaw Heights Falcons. Riley McDaniels checks in for Mason Dunn. So they're going to go offense instead of the size down low here.
Yeah, if they're going to go that way, which is fine, they're probably not going to get a lot of second shots. So they need to make sure that they find a good one here. But they got to go. 15-point game. They're going to have to move.
Cooper Klan has it right side, left side. Gabe Kudamash, 3, way too long. Rebound Klan goes up, no good. Rebound Hedgeland, he just didn't go up strong. Kind of faded away from the basket. And a turnover here by the Tawas area Braves. Jake Look threw it out of bounds.
Good job of Kudamash. Well, actually, on both sides of the ball, just to speed him up a little bit there and not really let him get set into an offense. Going to need a few turnovers here to get him going, I think.
Going to need some turnovers, going to need some threes.
Some easy buckets is what they really need.
A couple of and-ones. Gruber probably had the shot in the corner. Now he'll go back up top to Klan. Right side, Gabe Kudamash. Quinn Kudamash, he'll drive from the head. And now Gruber, left wing 3, no good. Rebound Hedgeland, but ripped away by McDaniels. McDaniels to Kudamash. Kudamash to Gruber, who scores.
Excellent ball movement down low inside the paint. They got it down there, and they worked around it that time. Instead of going at him, they didn't go at him. They went around him.
Got him up in the air and able to pass it to Gruber, who was able to knock home the shot. Cuts it to 13, 42-29. Tawas struggles to break the press, but does break it. Quinclino, left wing for three. No good. Rebound. It's going to come down to McDaniels.
Really like the pressure by Ogemaw Heights right now. They've got them just a little bit discombobulated. It's a 13-point game. And then they give it right back.
Yep.
Here comes
Quinclino
Tawas.
Quinclino by himself. Left-hand layup scores.
That was a big steal and a big bucket because momentum had started to switch just a little bit. Ogemaw Heights feels it as well, and here comes the timeout. Jennings says, we need to talk about it.
15-point lead by the Braves on WKJC, your power station for sports. High school basketball, 104.7 WKJC, brought to you in part by Miller Feet of Prescott, the DeBold Agency of West Branch, Mercantile Bank of West Branch, Laner's Collision in West Branch, and West Branch in Rose City Automotive. 4:53 to play in our fourth quarter. It is Tawas by 15. Ogemaw was able to cut a 17-point lead to 13. Felt like they had some momentum, but then they gave a run out to the Braves, who able to extend their lead out. Quinn Kudamash, floater in the lane, no good. Rebound to Ethan Hedgeland. And the Braves will jog it up.
I got five more rebounds for him this half. That's his 10th rebound of the night.
Jake Look to Alex Kames on the right side. He drives inside. Kick out to Behringer. And they might need to clean that floor up a little bit. That's two or three straight guys you just slip. Behringer picks up the travel, but
it could be the pink shoes as well.
It also could be the pink shoes.
I got to appreciate it. I don't know if they plan this or not, but if you're going to play for cancer, why not have pink shoes?
Have the pink shoes. Whole team. Right side, Quinn Kudamash. He will go to Klan. Open three over Behringer. No good.
Never set his feet.
Tipped out of bounds by the Falcons.
Got to set your feet, young man.
He thought he was... He was going to be wide open and then ended up having Behringer right there on him. And they will set up full court man-to-man, it looks like, here. The Ogemaw Heights Falcons, screened by Hedgeland. Jake Look picks up the basketball, goes right side to Alex Kames.
Nice ball pressure by the Falcons. See if they can get a steal and maybe a quick bucket.
That's what they need, down 15. Hedgeland picks up the basketball, but able to find Alex Kames. Kames dribbles off the screen. Kicks out to the corner, now up top Behringer, and Behringer will swing it inside to Hayes. Pump fake Hayes, up and scores.
Some good minutes from Hayes. Hasn't played a lot, but when he has, he's been very productive, and a great look down low.
And Cooper Klan to Gabe Kudamash. Up top Klan, left side Quinn Kudamash for three over Behringer, no good. Rebound McDaniels. McDaniels outside. Gabe Kudamash, he'll drive inside, right-hand floater, no good. Rebound Hedgeland, his 11th. Braves by 17, 46-29, 3 to play. And timeout, Dallas take one with them on WKJC, your power station for sports. High school basketball, 104.7 WKJC. Brought to you in part by Bucks Country Cooking of West Branch, C.A. Haynes Realty of West Branch, and Hale, Rose City RV, and Alpine Alcona Area Credit Union with 10 convenient locations. Coaches versus Cancer Night, as the Ogemaw Heights Falcons are hosting, but right now it is the Tawas Area Braves in total control of this one, 46-29 with the basketball and 3 minutes to play. Set piece. Hedgeland sets a screen for Kames. Flip to Look, and not sure if that was supposed to be a three for him. Now triple teamed is Jake Look. He just throws cross court, but it's saved to the Falcons. Bounce pass to Quinn Kudamash, and he can't finish. Gets his own rebound, goes up, can't finish, and rebound is knocked out of bounds. And there's no official in the area. Who could? There's no way that knows basketball this is. This is going to have to be a jump ball.
It has to be.
No official in the area.
Yeah, they missed their rotation right there. I'm not sure exactly what happened, but he absolutely got, oh, my. Oh, I got to give the Ogemaw coach a little bit of credit. I think I might have lost my mind right there.
Yeah, there was a clear foul when Kudamash went up that first time.
Yeah, they just missed the rotation there was what happened. So, hey, we move on.
It happens. Picked off by Gruber. Two on two. Gruber down the lane. Hop step. Left hand and blocking foul, and he'll go to the line to shoot two. Correct call by the official at right there.
Yeah, no, absolutely. That one was obvious. He didn't get set. You know, we talked a little bit about it, though. That's only, if I'm looking right, that's the fifth foul this half. So, you know, they've definitely have let him play. I think they've called a good game, you know, as far as letting him play. And, you know, it's been on both sides. So,
yeah, and honestly, you and I were talking in the break there. Gruber's first free throw is short. We can't, you know, we think they missed one right there, but other than that, it's not like they're missing fouls either.
No.
We thought they've called a good game.
No, they're calling the ones that need to be called, and they're letting the kids play, and that's how it should be. So
Gruber misses them both. Rebound, Behringer.
Yeah, they just can't get the lid off. Can't get lid off the bucket here in the second half, really, since the first about 3 minutes of this ball game.
Hedglin hounded by McDaniels, and a jump ball will be called, and this should go. They're going to keep it with Taos. So they must not have called a jump ball on the other side.
No, they didn't.
They must have guessed at who hit it out. And so now the jump ball. Quinn Kudamash will check out of the game. Cameron Carter will check in for him.
Yeah, disappointed for Kudamash. He really played hard. He played a good game. The second half, he just really couldn't get the ball to drop, but neither could anybody on the Falcon sideline.
That was Cameron Miller who checked into the game. Make sure I get the name right. Alex Kames being swarmed by Gruber. Drives, and he will be fouled by Gruber. And right now, Ogemaw is definitely picking up defensive intensity. They're using their hands a little bit. They're being a little, you know, pushy, but...
Yeah,
honestly, they need to make something happen.
Well, and at the end of the day, let's be honest with you, if they're going to let them play, which they are, as a team, you got to figure that out. You can't stand back there and whine because you got fouled and they didn't call it. You know, be aggressive on the other end, and that's definitely what Ogemaw's doing right now. Their football coach would be proud.
You're 100% right. Jake, look, trying to dribble around it. They got Taos in a bit of a bit discombobulated right now. Behringer stuck up top and able to clear a little bit of space. Too many people in one area. Now we've got a foul.
Yeah. Well, and again, you know, there was half a dozen probably things that could have been called there, but if they're not calling them, they're going to continue to whack at them. You just don't want it to get out of control in the last minute and 30 seconds.
Checking in now, number 15, Nick Klein, as they bring couple of bench players in for this last minute and a half. Taos leading by 17. Alex Kames dribbles with the basketball. It's just still hard man-to-man here by Ogemaw Heights. Kames fakes a pass, and now he's stuck and gets the ball up top to Behringer. Wants a screen by Hedglin and ends up going by the screen. Good job by Hedglin there, who didn't lean into the guy. Realized that Behringer didn't use the screen well. Nothing he could do. Now a good screen by Hedglin for Jake. Look, McDaniels, though, is right there.
Nice job of Taos taking some air out of it right here. No reason to get a hurry unless you get one of those.
Yep, Kames had a layup but missed it. Sherman Hayes tried to get the rebound, couldn't get it. Rebounded by Miller.
Good hustle by Miller.
Klan right into the teeth of the defense. Blocked by Behringer. And Taos might just hold the basketball here.
Yeah, and Ogemaw just might let him.
They got to get across the timeline. There they go. And Jake, look. Cameron Miller still playing hard defense here. So,
oh, absolutely. He's earned some playing time for me. I mean, he's very aggressive defensively. Intensity's picked up. There he picks one up. But, hey, like we talked about, if they're going to let him play, then that's the way that you're going to play. And, boy, I'll tell you. That young man right there, he just can't get the lid off the bucket, can he? He just had a wide-open left-hand layup. You know, this is one of them. You go home, you wake up in the morning, and you go, hey, there are going to be a lot better days because he's a darn good basketball player.
Alex Kames is a lot better than the 5 points he has today, no doubt about it, or 4 points he has today.
He's an awful good basketball player, and it just shows it can happen to anybody, right?
Now he turns it over. Luckily for him, his team's going to win by 17 points. But,
absolutely.
And now Ogemaw Heights will dribble it up. 15 seconds remaining. Hand off to Miller. Might as well just shoot it, guys. And right corner, Dak going to try a three.
Get knock it down. How about Sawyer Dak?
He gets himself a knock it down. That'll be the last points of the game.
There we go. There we go. All right.
Our final score, the Taos Area Braves 46, Ogama Heights 32 on WKJC, your power station for sports.